Oh no.
You're sitting there, you're bugging me.
I was playing some more
tavern.
I was playing some more Village of the Doki Doki Ragnarok. The writing is just
welcome to the Northern Miss Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
I'm told it's episode 327, and I completely forgot to mention before we started recording this that I found on the Just Vintage Crochet YouTube channel a Juliet crochet dress. It's a vintage pattern. It's like $3 on Etsy, and I don't even care that it doesn't go up to my size because vintage patterns tend to function on dress size when they get to a certain age. That makes it sound awkward, but I said it, we're committed, so I'm gonna have to scale it up, and I don't think I care. I kind of think I want a crocheted Juliet dress.
Yes,
like the 70s.
Yes, we're gonna need a link for that.
I will make
by
sure
we I mean me, but
you have a link so you can link that for everybody in the show notes below, because I don't care, it only goes
make
to dress
to
size
myself.
12. I will absolutely scale that up for myself. It's a full dress.
Noted.
Like full length bell sleeves, empire waist, A-line dress. It's a whole thing.
That sounds like a project and a half.
And that's a beast of a thing that my brain's like, I kind of want to make it just because. And then sew a linen slip to go underneath it, like to be the lining, so it doesn't stretch out. And then also I can wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Nudity laws are a thing in most places. And then I could have a handmade Juliet dress just because. Like, am I loud enough and unique enough of a human to do that? I mean, the answer
yes.
Is yes. I mean, the answer is yes. Diana would pick me
the,
up from
the
airport
answer is obviously yes.
In my crocheted Juliet dress.
Yes. You would be extremely on trend right now.
I really would.
Very
be.
Gen Z.
I would. Oh, me? That's fine. It's totally worth it. All right. That was it. Guys, my parents are visiting, so.
What have I just done to this stitch?
Brought bacon. I had bacon this morning for breakfast. It was delightful. And I made chocolate cake last night because I had the urge for chocolate cake at like 9 o'clock. So the moment we're done this, I'm going to eat some chocolate cake and ice cream. I feel like I've earned it.
I am jealous. I need to go make some banana bread with the quickly withering bananas.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Or banana nut muffins. If you've got like walnuts.
Well, I made banana muffins earlier this week, so I think it's time for banana bread.
Banana bread is a good alternative. It is very tasty. And quick, because it's a quick bread. Okay, what were we doing? What's in your cup? I don't know what's going on anymore.
In my cup, I'm drinking some peach bubbly. It's not in a cup. Bublé.
In my Northern Knits mug. Jocelyn size. I have a cup of ethical bean decaf coffee with a bit of sugar because it's been a day. It's been
yeah.
A day. Yeah. I had tech problems since I got up this morning. My phone didn't charge last night and it's just gone downhill from there.
Oh gosh.
I'm about ready to go. No more. No, no more. I'm done. We're out of peace. I'm out. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man, if this recording fails for any reason.
We'll be live. We won't even mess around with it. I won't even be like, let's re-record. I'll be like, I'll see you Wednesday at noon.
Yep.
So if you're seeing this, obviously it didn't happen, but I'm not. Absolutely not.
It's been a day.
Absolutely. Today's the hottest day for the week for us, in theory. The forecast at high is 29 degrees Celsius, but it was like 18, 19 last week. I wore wool.
What?
Now, admittedly, it was my simple hug because it's elbow length sleeves and fingering weight held double. So it's like a sport weight, DK weight thing. So it's not very heavy.
Still a knit.
But it is still a knit. So I wore my simple hug, which is a pattern by Kozamp Knits. And I made mine out of scrap Halloween yarn, held double with a strand of gray cotton in fingering weight. So I have, it's a beautifully muted Halloween cardigan is what I have, and that is the one I throw on when it is like 22 or under. But we're not so cold. I actually need like knit stuff yet. But I want something. Guys, I didn't put on pants. I'm still running around in my summer dresses. Super lightweight stuff. No socks. Hair up all the time. And at 18, 19 degrees, I thought, whew, I could use a lightweight cardigan. It still got a little warm. Still got a smidge toasty. But no more so than I would in my lightweight acrylic clothing stuff. So it was fine. But it was really nice. It felt so nice. I have got to finish some summer white cardigans because it felt so good to put on something I'd made myself. Oh, like today I'm wearing my blue skirt. Blue skirt.
Nice.
Blue skirt.
I've gotten in the habit of drinking my coffee outside with a book in the morning. So
Nice
it's a little
habit.
Some mornings it's a little cool, so
Yeah.
I've taken to wearing my hexagon cardigan, so I'm like still fully pajamaed, for the record. Still
Full on
fully
hex,
pajamas, like
fully.
bed hair, with my
Wow.
coffee and my book and
God,
my hexagon
you
cardigan.
rocking a look.
Yeah, well, see, my patio has walls on three sides, so unless my neighbors on the one side look out of a very specific window,
You're fine.
nobody can see me.
You're fine. In your own backyard, it's
And I don't
fine.
care what the university students think of me.
Really, why would you? It's fine. I think that's gotta be so comfortable. Gotta be so comfortable, so comfy,
It's nice. I like it.
so
I got new
comfy.
pajama pants too.
Yeah,
They have shiny silver moons on them. I didn't realize they were shiny when I ordered them, and I was so excited. I opened the package. I'm like, they're shiny. Just got 10 times better. I just wanted them because they had moons and stars.
oh gosh, okay, I
So
see.
those are great.
Yeah, cool.
I also got one
I
that had
mean,
cross stitch unicorns.
I love the description of your pajama pants before you told me the moons were shiny. So like now I'm jealous you have shiny moon pajama pants. I don't want shiny moon
Right?
pajama pants for the record. It's not my thing, but yeah.
But they're so good.
But they sound amazing. They sound absolutely amazing. Okay. In theory, I'm secret crafting my own pair of crochet capris. We'll see how that goes.
In theory.
In theory, people, it's only what, the 11th? Nope, 10th? What's today?
It's the ninth today.
Oh, good. We're not even double digits yet. Huh?
You got time. It's fine.
That's okay. We did the voting and stuff. I'm crocheting both mystery knits this month because the craft off for the monthly live was the crocheted capris, and then everyone voted for the crochet red mesh spring pullover sweater with the monthly check-in with Louise. So technically, both my craft offs this month are crochet. Crazy, hey? Okay.
Still need to crochet a Pokemon.
Oh my God. Well, let's get into the good stuff, shall we?
Yeah, I have three things.
I have three things and a thing that I finished, and this is gonna be the last time I can show it off because Mom's here, so she's just getting her birthday present early.
You want to start with your thing?
I'm gonna start with my thing. It's always weird when you start.
It,
It's like
well, yeah, because you
four
always
questions.
start, because you always have more things.
I usually have more things. Last week I finished and washed and blocked and published the Midnight Breeze pattern. So for the last time, here she is in all her glory. That big, beautiful mesh lace section. And then you get
Can see the
down
sparkle
into
in the darker
this.
parts.
I know you
It's
can't, it pops
pretty.
so well. And then you've got these moon motifs that pop at the bottom. It's a little hard to see them because they're a knit and purl motif. They're meant to be a textured thing, and textured because I can't really see anymore. It's more about feel for me. So, but I like how the mesh lace just disappears and you get the little moon humps before the moon starts. So,
So
got
good.
that. The recipient is here. She likes it. It's sparkly. I got to see Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. fame yesterday. She likes it, and both her and I are contemplating our next one in her yarn because I need one of these for myself. In good news, Diana can now go purchase the pattern because it's available on Ravelry.
Links can be found in the description below.
It's really good, and that's a light worsted, and my tester did it for fingering weight, so there's options between fingering to worsted
Ooh,
for
nice.
size, so you can pick the weight of yarn that you want. I think the next one I do will have variegated for the first two sections, and then I'll do the moon motifs in a solid color, so you get a solid border edge at the bottom. I think that'll be really pretty. So I think that's what I want to do next. Okay, that's it. I just wanted to show off one more time before it left me forever, because it does leave when my parents leave. Because it's my mom's now. And hey, her birthday's in August, so technically I had something done super early.
Perfect.
When does that happen as a crafter? Never. Ever.
Perfect. Yeah, right? It's literally one of my bingo squares.
I don't
Have a
finish
Christmas
something
present
early.
done before December.
Well, I mean, it is Christmas in July. You could start
It's
something.
true. It's true.
I know you won't because you're two out, one in, but
I have too many deadlines going on right now. I might have to do Christmas in August. I have too many other deadlines going
Christmas
on.
in August. Well, the Fiber Friends in August is a vintage knit.
Ooh.
Hence my sort of deep dive into my vintage patterns to see if there's anything in there that I want, because
Right.
vintage knits. Could be good. Could be good. Okay, you're up.
All right. I will start with the thing that I'm sure everybody's in great anticipation about, the cobra sweater.
Oh God, please tell me you're done.
I'm finished the knitting. I just have to attach the bottom.
I see. Oh,
So
that's
I'm going to spend the rest of
amazing.
today reattaching the bottom, which
Yeah.
is right here.
Is
I
your
have
kit's
to
doing that, right?
unravel. Yeah. So I left a couple extra rows, so I'm just going to unravel this bit from the bottom
Okay.
up to the needles, so that I have plenty of yarn to Kitchener these two things together. And then
Yep.
I wash it and I block it. And assuming I finish Kitchenering tonight, I could wash it tomorrow, which is Monday, and then it
Yes.
should be dry by Wednesday, which is the day before the recipient gets here.
Look at that. Oh, that's
Ta-da!
amazing.
And also, just can we just appreciate how this is like perfectly this perfect amount of yarn?
Oh.
That's great. It makes me happy. So it's a little, the re-knit part is a little bit wobbly because
Needs a
obviously
wash.
unraveled yarn is a little
Yeah.
bit wobbly.
Yeah, it just needs a
But
wash.
yeah, you can see it doesn't, it now kind of goes out instead of going in.
Yes.
It's not, it doesn't, you know, in the middle.
Yeah, it doesn't make that weird shape it was making before. It now makes sweater
Yeah.
shape.
It makes sweater shape.
Oh, it's gonna be
So,
so good. It's gonna be so good. Done. Done on
done
time. Technically done
on
early.
time, even.
Oh, so good. Don't
Well,
forget.
depending on how long the Kitcheneering takes.
Yeah, no. Don't forget to get a photo of it in its new finished
Oh, yes.
state. So we can see the
Absolutely.
photo.
There will be many photos of the process. So, once again, this is the Copperhead T pattern by Lucia Blackwell, which I modified to be cobras instead of copperheads. And it's done in Buttercup DK from Fireweed Fiber Co. If you would like 10% off your order from Fireweed Fiber Co., use the code NorthernKnits10. That's NorthernKnits10 at
Exciting.
fireweedfiberco.com.
Oh my God.
I'm getting so good at these.
Getting amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I have too much fun. I feel like a kid playing house, you know, like doing ad spots.
So I'm just saying, if we get actual ad spots, you'd like to do them. So you can just be over the top and comical with them the whole way.
Absolutely, because
Okay.
like I it just it feels fake.
Well, that's those are my favorite. Does that make sense? Don't get me wrong. Yes, I should
Onward.
start. Oh man, what do I do next? Do I do the cardigan? Do I do the tank top? Do I do the sock? We'll do the sock. It's pretty boring. As we record today, I am working on my sweet romance sock. For long-time listeners, you will understand that socks take me way too freaking long. I've got to go back to doing them two at a time, toe up. It's just better for me. It's just better for
Two at a
me to do
time is the
them
way to go.
two at
Honestly,
a
it's a little
time.
bit complicated to start, but
But oh, I gotta go back to two at a time. So I am very, very slowly, because I literally worked on this while I was chatting with Louise on Thursday, and then now, so like an hour and a half. It's not a lot of time. It's not a lot of time. You have tiny stitches, and there's a lot of them because I have a largish foot, which makes sense given that I am not a short person. My foot matches the proportions of my person now. Which is good. I've got a couple of stitches here until I'm at the end of my one half. I do my socks toe up in the round on the magic loop. I'm quite comfortable with that. I am going to try my next pair that I do individually on shorter circulars because I was gifted shorter circulars to try, like the ones where like it just barely closes in a circle.
Oh yeah, like the nine
The
nine
nine,
inch?
I think they're 9 inch.
Is that nine inch or is that a smaller inch?
I think it's nine
Six inch?
inch. It's 9 or 6.
Is 9 inch for a hat? I don't know. I don't use short ones. I do magic loop.
I tend to magic loop a lot, but I liked the smaller ones that I got on the 4 millimeter for the arm sleeves and hats. So I was very intrigued to try. So I'm going to give that a shot. I just knocked my bag over. So here we go. Slow progress up the foot of a sock on the Sweet Romance, which is just basically it's an adult Valentine's colorway, is what it is. This has got beautiful, rich, saturated, deep colored pinks in there, which I
It's a pretty
very much
color.
appreciate. I have the first sock done, so this is the second sock at least. And it lives in an ASA bag that I got. So, and I was smart. I left the first sock in there.
Oh, you didn't put it somewhere safe this
I
time?
did not put it somewhere safe this time. So, that in theory helps. I mean, probably not, but I can hope, right? So, basically, when I sit down and I'm doing stuff at the computer, I will plug away at my sock. And that's how they get done, right?
That is how they get done.
I'm not doing too bad. I usually have to have my foot down to like the bottom of my palm, roughly.
That's like the rule of thumb. Wait, it's not a thumb though.
It's fine. It still counts. It's still the right statement to make. So in theory that it keeps going smoothly and I can get to a heel sometime, before the apocalypse.
Don't
It's
know.
always my goal. Always my goal. Well, nobody wants to be working on a heel of a sock during the apocalypse. That's clearly roundy roundy knitting. Nobody's got the brain space for a heel.
I mean, you're right, but hadn't thought about that until this moment. But you're totally right.
That's questions. Why do you always have one project in the roundy roundy stage in case of the apocalypse? Because in the apocalypse, you're not going to have brain space for anything other than roundy roundy.
It's true.
Just
I
saying.
guess I should talk about a thing.
It would be your turn again, yes.
I have, in fact, just finished a round on my sock.
Nice.
Speaking of roundy, roundy, plugging away.
Two at a time, man. We both gotta go to two at a time permanently.
I know. Well, this is also the second sock because I have the first scrappy, stripy, striping sock over here. It's a shorty. So this is the second one. I've done a tiny little bit. I've really only picked this up since I finished the body of the Cobra sweater a night or two ago. And I was knitting really hard on that, so I gave my hand a break. And then I've since done a few rounds on my sock, but my yarn bowl of scraps, ooh, around the microphone, my yarn bowl of scraps that I'm using for this project now lives on the end table next to the couch, so I can remember that it exists in the evening when we're watching Stargate.
Which is good because that's the perfect time to be working on a sock. Stargate is roundy roundy knitting time.
It's excellent roundy roundy knitting.
Sounds good.
So that's where we're at. I'm just about out of this yarn, so I'll have to pick a new yarn out of here.
Oh.
Probably this other purple one.
Yeah, why not? That'll work.
It'll totally go with this other one that has purple and blue in it.
Absolutely.
It's gonna get very muddled. But you know what? They're vaguely related socks, and that's fine. The point was to use up some scraps that are just like too small to really use for anything else.
Second or third cousins, it's fine.
Yeah,
They're still
they will
familiarly
be.
related.
They have some of the same yarn and they will be the same shape.
They're still in the same family. They're just, distant.
So there's no pattern, it's just a vanilla sock. Whatever toe you like, whatever heel you like, I'm making them short.
I like it. I think it's a good way to use up little scraps if that's what you want to do with them. I
It's great
makes
because
sense.
like 5 grams even will get you at least a couple stripes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
So
good.
all those little bits that are like, what do I even do with this? Make it a couple stripes. You do end up with a lot of ends. If you do that,
There's a
there's more
bunch of
ends than usual with these.
different ways to deal
But
with ends, depending on how you like to deal with them. Like, there's several different ways to
using up
weave them
scraps.
in as you go. Some people don't care for their socks and they just tie little knots so they don't even notice. Just depends on the person. I would weave it as I go.
I've been weaving as I go, 'cause so that ideally at the end, there's the one end at the toe and the one end at the cuff, ideally.
Ideally, yeah.
Because if there you turn the sock inside out and there's like 50 ends, it's like, and these are never getting done. I'm out.
Peace. Later.
I spend all this time knitting these and then I just can't spend like 20 minutes weaving in ends, and so they just sit
Sit.
unworn forever.
That's not a good way to
You
do
know how it
things.
is.
I do. I literally have a Steinkrieger sweater that needs two armpits sewn together. Have I done it? No. And I don't even mind sewing.
So maybe when it cools down in like November.
That's what I'm thinking. It's just staring at me. I'm like, why didn't I do you last year? Like, why didn't I not sit down and spend the 5 minutes it'll take me to sew two chunky weight sweater armpits closed? It'll take
Yeah.
no time.
Literally,
No
I think
time.
it's 10 stitches on that one.
Pretty much, yeah.
10 stitches
No,
each armpit, yeah.
yeah, no time. Have I done it? No, absolutely not. Of course I haven't. Ridiculous. All right. In the realm of I love talking about things, next thing on the plate is another Jocelyn design. It's almost like I have a lot of work on my plate right now. Guess what? I'm going to have to change all the furniture and my background this week.
I was definitely going to respond chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Don't even get me started. I want an emotional support chicken. Really do. I am using some wonderful sparkle fingering weight base from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. because I saw it and I loved it and I had to have, like, I took it from Diane. I had to have it.
I remember that.
She kindly gave it
You
to me
did. You
because
literally took it from me.
Diana's a kind soul, and I was like, "Are you really sold on this color?" And I showed you the other color, and you're like, "Well, no." And I went, "Cool, bye, thanks," because I really wanted it. And then
Was gonna go in my Stephen West M gal.
I think I shoved them down my shirt so you couldn't take them back. Like
That sounds right.
like the child that I am. I was like, "I want the purple and green sparkly." This is a bottom-up open-faced cardigan. It is themed to match the Endless Summer Adventures shawl. So it is the Endless Summer Adventures cardigan. I have the pattern written up. My primary tech editor, who's also one of my testers, is working on the long sleeve version, because it'll be a long sleeve version and a short sleeve version. So we're building. I'm building in two different lengths of body because I am a tall person, but I want everybody who doesn't necessarily need as many inches from the armpit as I do to have the option to have theirs end where they would want it. And a long sleeve and a short sleeve, and one sleeve's in the round and one sleeve's done fat and seamed. So, like, you got options. Got options. But it'll be a drop shoulder, bottom up, open cardigan. And right now I'm making my way through chunks of lace at the bottom part.
Oh,
And
pretty.
the lace
I'm
will
so excited for
transition
this.
into solid garter. So very little purling. I can't say no purling because if you do your sleeve in the round, obviously you're purling every other round, right? Like, there will be some purling depending on how you choose to do it. I'm seaming mine, so I will have no purling in my sweater. A non-button button band. I know
Excellent. We
that's not
love a
what it's actually.
an unbutton
Button
band.
band. Yeah. I might on mine add a tie. So I might include
Ooh.
additional instructions if you want to have a tie for yours, because I feel like this might need a tie.
Okay.
But I've been making some progress. I still got a ways to go, obviously, up the body. It gets a lot faster once you're working like front panels, back panels. but I keep plugging away at this every spare second I have. Just because I want it done, because I want to be able to wear it. I'm going to have to transition from this beautiful purple that I'm currently working in into the black emerald sparkle. And I'm going to fade from this purple into the emerald at the top. So it'll be black emerald at the top of it. And it looks so good! So good, you guys! Mostly it's because right now apparently I'm on a sparkle kick, and I want my sparkle cardigan. So this is what I'm working on.
It's important to have your sparkle cardigan.
I'm
I'm excited
ironically,
for your sp I'm vicariously excited for your sparkle cardigan.
but kind of funny, I am literally re-listening to The Martian and knitting a sparkle cardigan. But I'm not listening to my history podcast during the day. So that it literally lives in my in my serving tray. This, the other bottle of this, some snips, my scale for weighing purposes. It's meant to hold my tea. It's not what I have stored in it. What do I have stored in it? Yarn. Yarn is what I have stored in it.
Well, obviously, what else do you store in things?
It's
It's
just
all for
yarn.
yarn.
It's all yarn all the time, every day. But that's the second thing I'm working on. I will be looking for testers. So if you are seriously comfortable with the idea of doing a test knit, it'll be about 2 months for finish. I again, that's a body and a sleeve, and I'll be happy. But I need it for various size ranges. I am in the middle of the road, so like the 47, 48 bust is covered. But I seriously need people who are both on the small end of the scale and on the large end of the scale who would be willing to test knit for me. Obviously, if you are willing to test knit the larger sizes, you will get the pattern quicker because I will make that the priority so that you have more time to finish it. More stitches takes longer, being the theory behind that, because I do want it fully tested, and I want it fully tested from like a triple X small up into the 6XL size range. Like I want everybody to be able to have the chance to use it, and that's a wildly huge size range.
Yeah, the grading on that sounds tricky.
It has not been pleasant. Thankfully, it's a drop-down shoulder, which has saved me a lot of grief. And I'm very glad I'm starting with bottom up drop down shoulders or bottom up yoke shoulders, because it's a lot easier on me math wise. And cardigans, which are knit flat or can be done in pieces, so it's easier to do customized sizes for people if they're not quite one size or the other, to make modifications easier for everyone. But I don't want to just have small sizes. I don't want to just have large sizes. I want to have everything in between. Like I want from one size to
Yeah.
next. Does that make sense? Because that's the only real way to be fair about it, is that everybody has access to it as much as possible.
Do not have enough yarn to do another couple rows.
Uh-oh.
An annoying amount of yarn.
Uh-oh.
I need snips.
Uh-ohs. Uh-ohs.
It's
On the
fine.
bright side, I get to bunt the ball back to you. It's your turn. Like, this is the slowest badminton game ever.
Right. Okay, so I have one more thing. Back in December,
Oh my
we
God.
bought a cast iron frying pan, and I'm like, I can totally make a little handle cover for the cast iron frying pan because even the handle is cast iron and it gets hot.
It's July now, guys.
Yeah. 7 months later, better late than never, I crocheted a out of leftover yarn from the hexagon cardigan, I crocheted a nice little handle cover. It's a nose.
It's a nose.
No. It just
It's a useful thing you needed to make.
I opted not to. I thought really hard about using one of the patterns for the more
Questionable shape choices?
NSFW. Not
Yep.
safe for work
Not safe for
shapes
work
that I've
shapes?
seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
I
those.
opted not to do that. I just literally I chained a bunch and then held it up to the frying pan and went, eh, we'll this is probably long enough. And then I made a rectangle and then I slip stitched it together and then slip stitched the end and then woven the ends. And that's it. That's the whole thing. It's single crochet.
I'm sure it's
Bulky
nice and
yarn,
thick,
6 millimeter hook.
and it works great.
Seems to work. And it's acrylic, so I can machine wash it.
Yeah. You will find that very helpful.
So we no longer have to use a dishcloth elastic banded
God.
to the handle of the frying pan. We have one that's custom made for the handle of our frying pan.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It looks really cute now.
Yeah. 7 months, and that took you, what, an hour?
Yeah,
Okay.
literally. Just over one episode of Stargate.
Not even an hour.
Literally an hour.
Those are like 45 minutes, 48-minute long episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So an hour.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. You're adorable.
So there's my quick win. It's a finished object.
Your quick win. Good. Good. Oh gosh.
There, that's what I've done this week.
My last project is that I recast it on. Recast it on my Kobo top, which is my tank top, which is the first project for the summer solstice cowl. I'm making the Kobo top by Pickles out of some wonderful lichen in my crack yarn from not Fireweed Fiber Co., but Ancient Art Yarns.
Gasp. Using something different.
I like her yarn. I like her yarn a lot. It's just hard to pick a. It's hard to pick because she's got amazing names.
I know.
Sun's moved. Need to adjust my lighting.
I'm arguing with changing colors on these stripy socks. Don't mind me trying to
Don't mind
weave in
you.
ends as I go and change colors.
Oh Lord. Sure, make things interesting for yourself. See how that goes. I am currently working on the bottom 1 inch before the fold of my hem, because I did not want to do a ribbed hem. I wanted a stockinette hem because I don't want a rib. Don't want a rib. And I'm just about ready to fold. So I can show you guys here. I went down to my original needle size for my gauge swatch, and I adjusted the. Woo, goodness, it's on the microphone. And I adjusted the size that I am making. So I'm still making a size that's going to fit me, but I don't have the looseness that I had at the other gauge. This one I can wear with just a bra on underneath,
Yeah.
which for me is more comfortable because that's really the goal. Is to be able to wear this just as a tank top as is. So, is it twisted? I sure hope not. I don't think so. I've looked at it several times. I flattened it out a whole bunch. I straightened it out a whole bunch, and it doesn't appear to be twisted. So I'm hoping I did not twist it this time.
There's hoping.
Here's hoping. But if I have, now would be the time to catch it when it's this little, and I can
Yes.
fix it quickly. Before it gets as far in as it was last time, which was my problem. It was too big of a problem to fix, but it doesn't appear to be. So hopefully I'm good to go because boy, would I like to be done this. I think I might actually take this to my sister's house and work on it while we're visiting and stuff because it's again randy randy. And I can make some progress. And I would love to have this done as soon as possible to again be able to wear it because a fingering weight sock yarn. It's gonna breathe like crazy. It's gonna be great.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm very excited. So that, and I really love this freaking color, and I want it on my person.
Make me want to work on my summer solstice thing, which I have not worked on because deadlines.
Listen, I'm not the one who has given myself arbitrary deadlines of that nature. I have
I
not done
know.
any spinning this week, which is not good since it's currently Tour de Fleece. Doing
It's all right,
great.
I haven't either.
So there's that going on.
I think I'm mailing you that spinning wheel later.
Okay. There.
Sorry.
That's right. I was worried about it. I suggested it because it would be cheaper.
Totally fair. It's not happening. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Got it.
I still have to make a Pokemon before Thursday.
I noticed you were running out of time.
Yeah.
Oh. I am not twisted.
Nice.
I'm not twisted. We're good. Okay. Excellent. That is my last thing right now. That's the last thing I've been working on this week. What am I doing
I
this
guess
week, you
it's
ask? Reorganizing my office because I now have a crafting table, which could be a sewing table or a cutting table for fabric. Thanks, Daddy.
might be looking at a different wall next week.
Oh, it's entirely possible, yeah. But it's so pretty, and I won't have to be on the floor to cut patterns anymore. And I'm 40. I don't actually like getting on the floor anymore to cut our floor. Like, I'm still gonna have to do it for like huge, like walking skirts. I'll have to, but for dresses and shirts and pants and like all of the smaller stuff, not the, 60 feet of skirt that I need, which is an exaggeration, guys. I could probably do the skirts on the cutting table too, no problem. But I've been looking at some patterns. There's a pattern that does a lot of like statement sleeve, like seriously flouncy statement sleeve on a tunic style top. And I kind of want to take the sleeves and put it on a summer dress and do it out of the very sheer black I have with the big rose print on it. And then
Ooh.
line the dress in linen and have a linen. Black linen with a big rose print summer dress that has seriously artsy statement sleeves.
Okay. I think I can see the vision.
I'll send photos. It'll be fine. All right. If that's all we're working on, I forgot to pull up your word. Who am I? Put in a cut. I gotta go look at my phone.
All right. The unscripted Patreon ad.
This is where we are at. Yes.
If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night, talking about all the things and sharing recipes, including the things for mint juleps.
We did.
We also have monthly e-knit-ins on Zoom. The next one of those is coming up on the 22nd of July. That's a Saturday, noon
Is.
Manitoba time. And yeah, I think that's it for the Patreon stuff. It's unscripted. I literally just put the date of the next e-knit, and that's my notes for this.
Oh gosh. Different levels get
It's
you
very
different
unscripted.
things. Invite everybody to take a look at Patreon, Northern Knits Podcast, so you can see what the perks are for yourself. As always, budgets are a real life thing. If you can't financially support us, don't worry. Interacting, liking, subscribing, commenting, and joining us on public side YouTube events or on Instagram is a great way to interact with us. We do a fair bit of free content stuff because we both believe in it and it is something we enjoy doing. We occasionally farm together on Stardew Valley. We do whip sprints the last Saturday of the month because we all like to help Diana get some work done.
I have a thing for that. I saw somebody
Yep.
on TikTok was doing whip sprints, but they picked their project based on a spinner. They put all their available projects into a spinner app and let the spinner pick what they worked on for the next sprint.
Yes.
I'm totally doing that next time.
Oh my God, that is so a thing I'm doing.
So,
That's
yeah.
amazing. Done and done. Okay. Plans. There's some plans. We also do
There's
a
some
whole bunch
plans.
of lives throughout the year. We do live cast on parties quarterly for seasonal knit with us or craft with us alongs, where it is just for the joy of crafting and for making something in season. We will randomly do lives just because we're in the mood to do it. It's kind of how it works for us. It's a thing we enjoy. Otherwise, What do we got going on right now? We got the summer solstice with us going on. That's going to run until the fall equinox. Then we have this month's craft off is going on quietly in the background. Diana either is or is not working on her chosen article for the month. Everybody gets to vote once a month on two projects for us to either cast on or continue work with. I am currently either making or not making a pair of crocheted pajama capris for myself because boy, I want to crochet myself a pair of PJs. Really, really do.
I at some point this
Landslided
month.
for that vote.
Oh my God, a couple more votes trickled in, and they're still all for marling the blue fingering weight yarn to make that halter top.
Think you voted for the tank
No
top
votes for
over the
white.
capri.
Nobody
No
wants a
votes.
white one.
Nobody wants the white one. We all want blue marled, my dear. We all want blue marled. All right. What else we got
Oh,
going
my
on?
wife might get a few votes, but nope, unanimous.
I think that's all we've got going on at the moment.
When's your next check-in with Louise?
I will have the mid-month motivation shortly. Not this
Is
Thursday,
that on
but
the
next Thursday.
That's the 20th, I believe.
Yeah.
I put the right date in.
So we will be checking in to see how everyone's doing for their knitting and crafting mojo. So just having like a nice impromptu chillax Thursday night knit group. Otherwise, first Thursday of the month, we'll see if I have finished my spring mesh pullover or not, because that is what I, and again, I let everybody vote for the monthly knit. I give a short list and we vote to see how that goes. So here's hoping. Here's hoping. Otherwise, no, I think that's it. I
Nice.
think we're good.
Yeah. Oh, our schedule is a little bit weird for next episode.
It's true. Our next episode's going to be live. We're going to go noon Manitoba time.
On the Wednesday.
Day. Yeah. Diana's got family visiting, so we're just going to take a bunch of the extra work out and we will just quickly hop on and do a live on the Wednesday for everybody next week, which works great. It means I don't have
Should be
to
great.
video
I
edit.
should be in desperate need of a couple of hours of
Adult time?
child-free time.
I aim to please.
I very fortunately do not have to give up my office for children to sleep in, so I get to keep my office.
Oh, good.
I was worried I might have to do that.
No, you guys have got space.
Well, it was a matter of were the kids okay with sharing a space, and they are still.
I'd
They're not
imagine they
that
would
old
be.
yet.
Well, that and they've got, like, when they go out to the cabin, there's
Yeah.
no way they're not sharing. So, like, they've got to be used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be too bad. That's fine. Done and done. Perfect. In which
All
case,
right.
I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit.
I got to
I
get
stab
ready.
myself with a knitting needle.
My brother-in-law's barbecue and burgers.